Next is Mary and Austin Jacobson, and following will be Kelly DeBrine.
Good evening, my name is Mary Jacobson. I have a fourth grader here at Harambe, and Austin is an eighth grader at Crosswinds. Rewind back to seventh grader, sorry. You're just so smart. Rewind back to 1996, I had the great pleasure of being one of the first teachers here at Harambe. Fast forward a couple years when Austin was born, and then later I stepped out of the elementary classroom and became a professor in literacy. Spent 9 years at Augsburg College, and now I'm at the University of Minnesota. I tell you that because one of the things that both Crosswinds and Harambe can be incredibly proud of is that they are serving as schools that host teachers, and they spend their time preparing and supporting the preparation of teachers, and I think that's a story that needs to be told. When I became a parent, I actually enrolled my children in their neighborhood schools because I was no longer a teacher here at Harambe, and we just decided that that seemed to work best for our schedules. We were out of the year-round calendar, and we just lived the life of a normal person, and we went to a regular or neighborhood school. And I'm going to share a little bit of a story here. As a literacy specialist, I discovered that my own son was struggling as a learner. And we found that when he entered third grade in our own home district at 622, entering third grade, he had 37 children in his classroom. And we found that he was getting further and further behind. We also discovered that he had some special learning needs and some special challenges. And so we chose to come here to Harambe. It was the best decision of our lives. We discovered some incredible special education teachers here for our son, and we have been here ever since. Later, we also discovered that there was more to the challenges, and we're on the autism spectrum, and what I'm about to show to you is that, sometimes our challenges were so difficult that writing for Austin is somewhat like, you know, you have this challenge with your own children, but it was consisted of letters to, this is of course much earlier in your life, Austin, but writing letters to Santa Claus and maybe the Tooth Fairy for some money. As you can see from my dress, I'm not dressed very professionally. Fast forward, in the car about an hour ago, we were not headed here. I was dependent on all of you to speak on my behalf, and I was grateful for that. We had some church commitments, including me teaching confirmation, and I just pray to God there's someone there to teach for confirmation. But Austin pulled out a letter that he had written, and it was a page and a half. And for Austin, right, page and a half. It's impressive. Sorry. He's like, so, I need you to know how important this place is. So I'm going to put my, what I really need to say to you is this. Because I have been invested in this place, not only as a teacher, and I'm invested in this place because the University of Minnesota and Augsburg College has sent teachers here because this place is so darn good that we want our future teachers to be here, I think all of you need to listen so carefully and think so passionately about the fact that I get it, that you may be thinking that all of us, if this place goes down, and maybe you don't really think this, but I think a lot of us think you do think this, that maybe all of us will just turn back around and go back to our home districts. I did not. I am in 622, and I did not go back to 622 when we pulled out. And so bottom line is, if this place goes down, we're not going back. And maybe all of you should really think about sending your staffs here to see what a great place this is, and have them come and spend time with the people here that are staff, and to all of you who are staff members, and to all of you who have blessed my children and made them wonderful kids. Thank you. And if you would really just think about keeping this place open, do you get it? This is a year-round school. Do you get it? This place has multicultural education. My kids ask me these incredible questions that I know they're not asking in 622. My kids are learning about environmental studies that I know would not happen back in their home districts. So I think the model needs to be flipped. Instead of sending our kids away back to your districts, send your staffs here to this place.
Well, as you can tell, my mom's, you know, But now I'm a kid at Rocky Mountain, it's one of my favorite schools. About the same class. I'm a student at Crossmark Middle School. Here's some of the reasons to keep the school open. They have the funnest classes I could ever have. They have the funnest teachers here. Great after-school activities like Lego League, Room Ball, my two personal favorites, volleyball and jackman. And many more, like soccer, everything like that. They have play, they have everything that not even school I went to had. They had stuff that nobody else, none of the schools that I know of have. They have a lot more than that. We have a lot of cool stuff here. One of my favorites is the International Baccalaureate Program, or IB. I chose this school because it has a great brand program. I'm a marathon player and an intermediate fan moving up to advanced. I used to be a trumpet player. And I found out that I had to change. Well, I didn't really have to change, but I wanted to change to the lower brass. One of my favorite teachers there, Mrs. Grubner, taught me how to play the baritone in less than 3 days. I don't think any other school would have a lot of problems doing that in 3 days. It would probably take about 3 or 4 hours each day to make them do that. One of the other things is, one of my other favorite classes, Mrs. Romero, was broadcast journalism. I moved into it, it was very fun. I had to use a camcorder, my favorite thing in the world. I like technology. Also, they used my special needs, like mom said again. And they give me chances to actually use the technology that I have in the classroom study so I don't have to go fall behind my old school, like I did in my old school. Here's some things about you have to think of. Everybody that's here, every teacher that's here, you would have to pretty much, they would have to find a new school, and that would be really hard for them because the job markets right now are not bad. They might not even get a job in the next 3 or 4 years. They might, if they have children or not, I don't know. They would struggle. They would struggle a lot. I know a lot of stuff here would have to go, it would be hard to sell all of this stuff if you had to. I know you would probably have to make a lot, you would probably make a lot of money off of this, but that's not the point. I'm so grateful that I get to stay here at Harambe. Crosswind is my favorite thing in the world. So I recommend that you keep the school open. Crosswind open, everything. Thank you.
Thank you.